For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you a wide variety of information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And this is just a reminder that you can contact Village Green through the website. You can visit the store on Cedar Lane, and both places you can get expert advice on supplements. They do carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and please join Dr. Kevin Passaro next week for his discussion with Bob Wright on cancer and epigenetics. Now, our guest today will be Erin Stokes, naturopathic doctor and medical director at Megafood. She is an educator on health wellness topics, and she does this through webinars, radio shows, articles, and Audible books. So I am going to introduce her, but first, we talk about news you can use, and this came out today. For the first time in more than two decades, life expectancy for Americans declined last year, and this is a troubling development, and it's actually linked to the worsening health problems in the U.S. This is not a surprise. You may have heard us discuss in the past that the children, the young children today, have a lower life expectancy than their parents. And this is because of the increase in chronic diseases, particularly obesity, diabetes, and even heart disease in the under 20 group and even in the under 12 group. So adult onset diabetes, which is really type 2 diabetes, is largely responsible for some of this data that we're looking at. Another one is our infant mortality rate. The United States is the worst of all of the developed countries. Our rate is 6.1 infant mortality or infant deaths, and we don't come close to the top, which is Finland and Japan. This has been going on for almost 80 years. It isn't new, and our improvement has been considerably slower. There is no doubt that certain groups have higher mortality rates, and that can be broken down, but I'm just not trying to be a carrier of bad news. It's information, and information means we've learned something and hopefully can do more about it. The United States has not been particularly aggressive in this area of infant mortality. And now to our subject, nutritional deficiencies in the diet, how to handle them. We're going to talk about that today with the medical director of Megafood, Erin Stokes, naturopathic doctor. And I want to welcome you to the show. I know you've been here before. We always learn from you, Erin. Welcome.
Dana, thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Well, let's talk about this subject of nutritional deficiencies in the diet. And there is a lot that causes these deficiencies. So let's go over them, and then we'll talk about solutions, because I know you have solutions for us.
I certainly do, and I think it's really good to set the stage, just as you suggested, with talking about why are we having these nutritional deficiencies in modern times? You know, when I look at our country in particular, in many ways, we are overfed and undernourished. And that certainly isn't everyone. I want to acknowledge that there are still people that are not getting enough to eat in this country, and it's important to recognize that and some of the efforts that are happening around making sure that that's not the case. That being said, the majority of people are getting enough calories. They're simply just not getting the right kind of calories. They're not getting nutritious food. As we know, we are a fast food nation that's often on the go. And so our modern lifestyles certainly contribute to this in many ways. People don't put an emphasis on healthy, nutritious meals and actually taking the time to eat them. You know, I've had the opportunity to travel around the world, and one of the things that strikes me in many other countries, whether it's in Asia or in Europe, I was actually presenting at an integrated health conference in London not too long ago, is that in other countries, there is often more of an emphasis on taking the time to prepare and eat healthy food. So that's one thing.
Let me validate this, because I have some interesting slides of school lunches throughout the world. The United States is a joke. In all of these countries, and this is just what you're talking about, they value quality food, nutrient density, good presentation. And in France, the children are served sitting at tables with linen tablecloths and silverware and freshly cooked food. They wouldn't have it any other way. So I can't emphasize this enough. Thank you. You've seen it in person.
Yes, and, you know, I also think that there's signs of hope. It's absolutely true that we have a long way to go in terms of school food and school lunches. And there are amazing people out there, like Chef Anne. Anne is also known as the Renegade Lunch Lady, and there's an organization called the Chef Anne Foundation. And I'm not personally involved with the foundation, but I do know about this because we are fortunate that she is the head of our school district school services, lunch services, and she is leading a movement of getting salad bars into cafeterias across the country, not just locally. She definitely started locally and has made a big difference here. We get emails regularly, Dana, about where the milk's coming from, the, you know, organic grass-fed cows, the milk, the meat, the local sourcing. She comes and talks to the kids, and they can ask her all kinds of questions about where the food's coming from. They emphasize local farmers. So sometimes people will say to me, oh, yeah, well, you live in Boulder, Colorado. That's Boulder. And I say, oh, no. She's actually been out in Baltimore and worked with some of the school districts there. So there are signs of hope in that department. But it's true, we have a long ways to go, and there are people doing good work out there around that. Also, because of our modern agricultural practices, we have seen, and this has been shown actually through USDA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, did a study or was involved in helping to sponsor a study where they just looked at simply the nutrient composition of fruits and vegetables. So pretty basic stuff, but important. And it has been shown that certain nutrients have declining value over the last 50 to 100 years. So the fruits and vegetables that we are eating are not quite the same as what our grandparents were eating. And again, I really like to offer solutions, as I know you do too, Dana. So I'm certainly not discouraging people. I belong to a CSA or CSA chair in the summer. We go and pick up our fresh produce from farms. We go to farmers markets. I'm a big believer, just trying to show some of the reasons why that myth of you absolutely can get every single thing you need out of a modern diet may not be true. And in fact, it's turning out it really isn't true. for most people.
Well,
and then we know.
Think we've got another factor there as well. Our nutrient needs have skyrocketed in the last, and I'll be generous, 200 years, because we have an onslaught of 84,000, actually higher than that number, but let's stay with 84,000 manufactured chemicals, many of which have not been tested. Only 200 have been tested, according to the EPA. They are released into the environment, and based on a Toxic Substances Control Act of 1976, the manufacturers do not have to test. If they test, they have to reveal. These have a profound influence when they get into our tissues, and they get into our tissues. The typical newborn has been exposed to 250 toxic, potentially toxic, and cancerous chemicals. That's a newborn. This increases our nutrient needs exponentially because we're taking in garbage, not even purposefully. We're taking it in, and it's free radical pathology. It's damage to tissues, and it's an increase in cancer, inflammation, and chronic diseases. And it's no surprise that that's what we see. I know you know that. I just had to put in my plug.
Thank you, Dana. I think that's really important because it's certainly true that we are under unprecedented environmental stress, and by stress, you know, really referring to the toxins you're talking about. And then I think that the pace of our modern lives also puts us under additional stress that leads to nutrient depletion. And there is a lot of evidence that, for example, we're sleeping much, much less than our ancestors did. You know, around the turn of the last century, Americans were sleeping close to 10 hours a night. And we didn't have all of these electronics and iPhones and computers, which I love the technology that enables us to do this radio show today. At the same time, now Americans are sleeping on average less than 7 hours, somewhere between 6 and 7 hours, and often that's not quality sleep. So when you just add all of that up, we have gaps in our diet. And then, of course, people will say to me, well, show me. Okay, that sounds like a lot of reasons why it might be possible. But do we really know this to be true? And we do. In July of 2015, so not so long ago, about a year and a half ago, the Center for Disease Control, our own, you know, government agency, the Center for Disease Control, found that Americans are not consuming enough of the right foods to get all of the essential nutrients we need. And they actually showed that through demonstrated vitamin and mineral deficiencies. So close to 90 million Americans have some kind of level, and it varies in the level of vitamin D deficiency. And we know vitamin D has really come to light recently. It's so important for healthy mood, healthy immune system, bone health. So if you think there's approximately 320 million Americans, 90 million, upward close to 90 million, have some level of vitamin D insufficiency. 30 million, so almost 1 in 10, are deficient in vitamin B6. And again, we know the importance of vitamin B6 for helping support healthy energy levels, healthy mood. We have 18 million people deficient in vitamin B12, and that certainly it becomes more common as we get older, and certainly can be related to depletions that occur from certain medications. And we even, Dana, have 15 million people with low serum vitamin C. So
wow.
That's pretty shocking and important to realize.
And, you know, this, we always hear, it's a waste of time to take supplements. It's expensive urine. You get all you need from the diet. And that has never been true. There's not been one study, at least in my career, which is 50 years, I have not been aware of any study during that time that suggests we have sufficient nutrient density. And that was even when, before we knew as much as we know now, we know more. We actually know more nutrients now. And the bottom line is we are missing out. So for those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living. We're on 1500 AM and brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. We're talking with Dr. Aaron Stokes, naturopathic doctor, and we're talking about nutritional deficiencies in the diet and how we can deal with those. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity. Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Old Man Winter is on the way, but you can weather the storm by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's gear and sale. Now through the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Stock up on supplements to fight colds and flu, and pick up some healthy living gifts for your friends and family, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or online at myvillagegreen.com, or call us at 301-530-0800. Our big year-end sale will blow you away.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM, and please join Kevin next week for his discussion with Bob Wright on cancer and epigenetics. Now, our guest today is Dr. Aaron Stokes. She's a naturopathic doctor and medical director at Megafood. She is an educator on health and wellness topics via webinars, radio shows, articles. She is an expert, and we are always pleased to have her here. And I just I want to remind you that what we're talking about is nutritional deficiencies in the diet. The assumption that the diet gives us all we need is faulty because the food supply is declining in nutrient density relative to calories. And not only that, we're exposed to multiple chemicals and toxins, 84,000, that render us having higher needs for nutrients to take care of those toxins. We spend expensive nutrient money to handle toxins that get in our body. They just don't get in there and sit around. They do the dirty work. They're antagonists to our healthy minerals and healthy nutrients. Also, we have to look at the uniqueness of each individual. Their genetics may render them having higher needs for many nutrients, including B12, which Dr. Stokes mentioned, and also the taking of medications and acids and diuretics that cause malabsorption of the nutrients but also deplete them. So, Dr. Stokes, could we talk a little bit more about why the diet isn't good enough to meet our needs?
I would love to. Well, you touched on several of the points, Dana, that are important. And I think that we're just simply not getting in, even with considering the declining nutrient composition, we're not getting in the fruits and vegetables that we need to every day. I mean, more recent research shows that we really should be getting somewhere around 9 fruits and vegetables, 9, even up to 11 every single day. And I think if most of the listeners think about what you've had in the last 24 hours, it probably just doesn't add up to that. It's just tough to keep pace, you know, and I think that many people say, I hear your research. I hear that millions of Americans are deficient in these different nutrients. You know, we talked about vitamin D, vitamin B6, vitamin C, vitamin B12. And then some people, you know, very health conscious, as many of your listeners on this show are, may say, that's not me. I eat organic. I go out of my way to make sure that I prepare healthy meals, whether for myself or for my family. And first of all, I say, great, congratulations. You're probably ahead of the game. And even the healthiest diet has gaps. The thing is to really get consistent amounts of different nutrients. Let's say, for example, of the B vitamin family, which we know is water, those are water soluble vitamins. And so they need to be consumed on a regular basis. So to give you an example, to get 1.5 milligrams of vitamin B6, and by the way, 1.5 milligrams is kind of like the minimum that you would need daily. So we're not talking about even optimal levels here. And we know, again, that B6 is very important for maintaining energy, for maintaining a healthy mood. This is what you would need to consume one of the following of this list I'm about to read each day. So to get 1.5 milligrams of vitamin B6, you'd need to consume one of the following each day: 2.5 bananas, 12 tablespoons of roasted sunflower seeds, 5 ounces of beef liver, 3.75 cups of cooked lentils, 3.5 cups of avocado, or 20 tablespoons of peanut butter. And this reference comes from our friend, partner, and guide for many of us, Dr. Tarone Lodog. She is a medical doctor. She is internationally known as an expert in dietary supplements, herbal medicine, and women's health, as well as integrative medicine. And this list, because I certainly want to give credit to this, the work that was done to create this list, comes from her book, Fortify Your Life. And Fortify Your Life is a book that goes into these gaps in the diet, Dana, extensively, and goes one by one. I love it because it goes through each vitamin and mineral. It talks about who may be deficient and why. It talks about food sources, because we still believe, and you're with your work, your amazing work as a nutritionist, and my work as a naturopathic doctor, I love to talk about botanical medicine and supplements, and food is first. I strongly believe that food is our foundation, that food is where we need to start. So I am starting from that premise, and I need to acknowledge the reality that we're falling short. And so I want to do my service out in the world to educate about this.
You know, this is an interesting book, and I'm glad you mentioned it. Could you spell her last name?
Yes, I would be happy to. So her last name is spelled Low Dog, and it's L-O-W, and then a capital D-O-G. And she is a medical doctor. She is a widely known author. Some of your listeners may have seen her on the Dr. Oz show. She's consulted as an expert on that show and presents at integrative medical conferences really all over the world. So we're really fortunate to partner with her. She's also chaired two committees on dietary supplements for the U.S. Pharmacopeia, and she served as an advisor on integrative medicine to both the White House and the National Institutes of Health. So she's gotten really involved on a government, you know, national, federal level in terms of really trying to make changes and educate about this topic and many others.
Wow, this is important work, and I think this has not been done before. This is brilliant. In other words, really paring it down, what do you have to consume to get what is a base mineral, a base minimal nutrient level, not optimum? And I'm, you know, Aaron, one of my pet peeves about this is that often my patients will have a vitamin D level, is a really good example. A low normal vitamin D at 30 or 31, when the range is 30 to 100, but the optimum is 50 or greater.
Yeah.
And they're told you're normal.
Right.
And to me, that's like not putting money in the bank account to pay your bills until you bounce a check. And so once you bounce a check, let's put money in the bank. I don't know anybody who wants a marginal bank account for their money. But
no,
why?
You don't want to be hovering right around zero. You don't want to have that stress, honestly, of hovering right around zero. And I think the analogy is brilliant for your body, because your body is under stress when you're just barely keeping up. Like maybe you're
yes.
just in the normal range, but your body has to work hard when you're barely keeping up, and you're not going to have optimal health. It's just, you can't do it.
And this is what is missed in medicine. Why wouldn't we want the best? And why do we wait? I call it sitting on the edge of a cliff. Why are we allowing people to sit on the edge of the cliff, waiting for them to fall off so we can then supplement them appropriately, when the data is very clear that when you hover around 30, 35, when you are below 40, you're in trouble. Huge risk for cancer, 60% increased risk for cancers, among many others. And you brought up the fact that 90 million people out of 320 million are low in vitamin D. Can you talk a little bit about vitamin D and the need to replace it?
I would love to. And vitamin D is a very important component of this whole doctor formulated multivitamin collection that we're going to talk about. And I just wanted to mention that vitamin D delivered as a food state nutrient, so it's really in that form that's gentle for your body and can be taken any time of day, even on an empty stomach, is crucial. We are finding that vitamin D deficiency is really prevalent. And vitamin D is often referred to as the sunshine vitamin. Our bodies are able to manufacture vitamin D when we're exposed to sunlight on our skin. So particularly in the summer, our bodies can do that. Now, an important caveat is when you put on sunscreen and sunblock, you are blocking your body's ability to produce vitamin D. So I'm certainly not advocating that people go out and get sunburned. I'm just saying that it's an important thing to know that many people don't realize. If you literally don't walk out the door in the morning before putting on your sunscreen or sunblock, you're not going to get vitamin D. Excuse me. So, for example, when my son, who's 10-year-old now, and he would like me to say this on radio, but when he was a little baby and toddler, I would let him play outside in our backyard naked in the summer just for like 10 minutes just to get his vitamin D exposure, you know, his sunlight exposure to get his vitamin D. So because I give that background, Dana, because people often say, I don't get it. Why is this so prevalent? Well, we're spending so much more time indoors than our parents and our grandparents. Think about lives. I like to think, as you can tell, about how lives have changed. Think about life even, you know, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, especially 100 years ago. People were outside much, much more. Many of us are spending most of our day indoors. And this time of year, in the heart of the winter, we're really not manufacturing our vitamin D. And we're not getting the sunlight, and the sun is at such a low angle that vitamin D deficiency becomes particularly important to pay attention to in the fall and winter months. And that's especially important because vitamin D, gosh, it does so many different things in the body. But again, focusing on the winter months, it's very important for the health of your immune system. And here we are at a time of year when everyone's trying to stay healthy and avoid the colds and flu.
Good. This is good information. And I just want to let people know, if you've just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. We're talking with Dr. Aaron Stokes about nutrient deficiencies in the diet, why the diet is not sufficient to provide optimum nutrition and even minimal nutrition, particularly in specific nutrients. So we'll talk more about this in the next segment. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember, Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please join Kevin next week for his discussion with Bob Wright on cancer and epigenetics. I also want to remind you that Village Green's nutrition advisors have an exciting new tool to use, and it's called the Natural Medicines Comprehensive Database. It's considered the most authoritative resource available. It provides unbiased scientific information on dietary supplements, natural medicines, and complementary alternative and integrative therapies. So they are a really good resource for you and your questions about your health. Now, our guest today is Dr. Erin Stokes. She's a naturopathic doctor, and I want to tell you a little bit more about her. She got her ND degree from Bastyr University and began to pursue her passion for educating others by teaching Western pathology and psychology of healing at Southwest Acupuncture College. Now, Erin combines her expertise as a naturopathic doctor with an extensive background in natural products, in the natural products industry. Her personal mission is to empower people with the inspiration and tools to change their lives. Dr. Erin Stokes practices naturopathic medicine and lives with her family in Boulder, Colorado. So we have been talking with Dr. Stokes today. We've had many other programs, and we always learn a lot. Today we're talking about nutrient deficiencies in the diet and what we can do about it. Let's keep that conversation going.
I would love that. I think that we've made a strong case that nutrient deficiencies exist, that they're prevalent throughout the country, and that supplements play a very important role in filling the gaps in the diet. And I'm glad that we've spent the time to do that. If people are just tuning in, I hope you'll go back and listen to the prior segments when that becomes available, because you're right, Dana, what you said earlier is that it's become a very common myth, and I feel comfortable calling it a myth, that we can get everything we need from our diet. And as a naturopathic doctor, I just feel like that's a disservice to the people out there that are trying so hard to do the right thing. And, you know, ultimately everyone is doing their best with the resources they have available and trying to do what they can. And the thing is that we're falling short, and absolutely myself included. I work really hard to eat healthy and also make sure that my 10-year-old son, the husband, who definitely like joins in the cooking and meal planning, and even our dog, that we all eat healthy. And I know every single one of us actually takes omega-3 multivitamin, because I realize I'm falling short even doing the best I can. And so I think it's important to say that I personally take the women's doctor formulated multi, and I love it because I know that it's helping me to fill those gaps in my diet. So we all want to feel our best. We all want to, you know, greet each day with some energy and optimism to do what we do out in the world. And I think that the right kind of multivitamin plays a very important role in that. And so I was delighted when we had the opportunity to work with Dr. Tarone Lodog, who truly is an expert, and just timing with such serendipity, because she had just finished her extensive research in years of working on writing this book, Fortify Your Life, so that we had the most up-to-date information and research to inform this entire collection of multivitamins. And it is a collection because we have gender and age-specific formulas.
Can you give us some of the names?
I would be happy to. I'd love to. So let's kind of talk about what these multis actually are. So we recognize that needs change, nutrient needs change throughout life. And so because of that, we have these multivitamins designed for different times in life. We have our multi for women, our multi for women 40-plus, our multi for women 55-plus, Baby and Me 2, and the reason it's called Baby and Me 2 is it's our updated baby and me formula. So that's, of course, for prenatal and postpartum, and ideally even preconception would be the baby and me too. We have our multi for men, 40 plus, multi for men 55 plus, and finally our multi for healthy bone. And that actually recently updated name change is simply called Healthy Bone, just to make it simpler for people to understand. And sometimes people ask, well, why would you have a companion Healthy Bone product? And before we get into the gender and age-specific formulas, I'd like to address the Healthy Bone. The thing that we see, and this is, again, based on current information and research, is that certain minerals such as calcium and magnesium, and Healthy Bone contains more than those two, but they're some of the stars of the formula. They are large minerals. They are difficult to absorb when in conjunction with other minerals. In fact, the calcium and magnesium will actually bump out some of those smaller but very important minerals like iron. So if you have a multivitamin that has all of your, you know, full complement of vitamins and minerals and include calcium and magnesium within that multivitamin formula, first of all, you're not going to be able to have significant amounts of calcium and magnesium because they are large minerals. And secondly, and just as important, they will actually affect and inhibit some of the absorption of some of these smaller minerals, like I mentioned. So really for ideal support of bone health, it's good to have the Healthy Bone taken separately and actually taken at a different time of day. So that's a new addition, and it takes a little bit of education, and it's also really doing the right thing because you can focus on all of your other vitamins and minerals. In our situation, you know, they're food state vitamins and minerals that are delivered, and our gender and age-specific formulas, they're delivered in whole foods.
Well, I like what you've done. It's brilliant. I always say that what an individual needs generally is specific to age, gender, and stage of life.
Yes.
And we need to look at that. A multiple for that, a probiotic, you mentioned omega-3, and for those, for women particularly, and growing children, some healthy bone support. So this is brilliantly laid out. It makes it easy for the consumer. Let's just go over supplement safety because
sure.
People tend to treat them, the supplements, like medicines, and medicines are not regulated by the body homeostatically, so that if you need more, you absorb and retain more. If you need less, you absorb and retain less. Therefore, it is difficult to achieve toxicity. And I say that and also say, yes, we can do harm, but the death rate from supplements is 0.0001%. It is extraordinarily a low-risk habit that one can establish. So most professionals aren't even aware of that, that it's regulated. If we need more, we absorb more, so and retain it. So the kidneys and the gut help us. Now, they can hurt us if we were taking an antacid or we're taking a diuretic. We're going to lose more with an antacid. We're going to absorb less. So can you expand on that a little bit, too? Because that's the first question I hear from people who aren't familiar.
Sure. I'd be happy to. You know, one of the things that I love about MegaFood in particular, and a big part of the reason that I came to work with MegaFood, is that the potencies that are delivered in the formulas in these blends are meaningful potencies, but they're not high potencies. Now, under the, you know, supervision of a healthcare professional that's knowledgeable, someone like yourself, somebody may choose to do higher potencies. But when I do see negative studies around vitamin and mineral use, it's usually these very high, high potencies that are just so far off from what would ever exist in nature. And I think that when we stay with these moderate but meaningful, because sometimes, honestly, Dana, sometimes people have said, "Why your potencies aren't as high as what I'm used to seeing." And it's interesting because that's come full circle, where now actually we're being regularly applauded for the consistent, meaningful, but moderate potencies delivered within whole food. And so right then and there, all of those factors allow for, you know, for example, for people to take this any time of day, even on an empty stomach, for the gender and age specific multis. And so, you know, one of the tenets of naturopathic medicine is first, do no harm. And as you said, I think, you know, there's some misconception that supplements, that they aren't regulated, where the FDA does look at supplement industry and the right manufacturers are using good manufacturing practices and have audits done and all of that. So I think we need to look at the companies that are doing it right. And we also need to earn the trust of consumers. So there's I understand that that's a question that you get often. And I think that the best thing that we can do always is educate, because education is empowerment. And when we give people the knowledge that they need to feel comfortable with these choices, then that makes a huge difference. And I honestly think that having a qualified health expert like Dr. Tarani Lodog, who's a medical doctor, and it says right on these formulas, that actually is another level of assurance, because she would not put her trusted name on these blends if she didn't feel 100% confident about them.
Well, that's good to know, and that there's the GMP that people can look for. And you've educated us about this. Unfortunately, we're at the end of this segment, but we have one more final segment coming up. For those that have just tuned in, you're with The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I want you to stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from Dr. Aaron Stokes.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals, that's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Put a little more jingle in your pocket by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's year-end sale. From now until the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Give the gift of good health to the people you care about and stock up on healthy living essentials for yourself, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or on the web at myvillagegreen.com. Or just give us a jingle at 301-530-0800.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning, and next week, tune in to hear Kevin's discussion with Bob Wright on cancer and epigenetics. Now, our guest today has been and still is Dr. Erin Stokes, a naturopathic doctor and medical director at MegaFood. She's an educator on health and wellness topics via webinars, radio shows, articles, and blogs. And we've been talking about the nutritional deficiencies in diet. We've covered that and the importance of supplementation in order to fill in the gaps. Your body can't absorb it and retain it if it's not taking it in. Real simple, like money in the bank. So, Dr. Stokes, let's talk more about the subject of supplements and the importance.
Thank you, Dana. I'd love to. It's really important to me that we provide the information and the education and we inspire people. And then people go, okay, well, what am I going to do now? Where do I go from here? I actually recently wrote a blog on our megafood.com website that is called Supplements, Where to Start? Because that's such a big question for people. It can be really overwhelming, this world of supplements. And so one of the things I say is that it starts with a strong foundation. And we talked about that food is first. And yet for most of us, we're not getting the nutrients we need from diet alone. And so my top supplements for a strong foundation are a multivitamin, a probiotic. Turmeric has really risen to the top. And of course, maybe not for everyone, but for many people, and an essential fatty acid. So today we're really focusing more on the multivitamin piece of the equation. And everyone out there wants the best multivitamin, and even that, the choice can be overwhelming. I used to work in an integrative pharmacy and do consultations with people, and I'd see people standing in front of the wall of multivitamins, kind of with their mouth open and looking a little overwhelmed trying to figure it all out. And so there's so many options out there, and really choosing the one that's right for you is important. And so that's why this doctor formulated multivitamin collection that MegaFood has, that was formulated by Tarone Lodog, MD. Again, she's an internationally recognized expert on supplements, herbal medicine, women's health. And we really relied on her expertise to guide these formulas. So I just wanted to talk a little bit more about them in our last segment. We have our gender and age-specific formulas that we talked about for men and women, our Baby and Me Too for prenatal. And we updated these formulas with methylated forms of our food state B12 and food state folate. So you're getting those B vitamins still delivered in whole foods. But as you know, Dana, in your work, methylated forms are basically the forms that are active and ready for the body to use. And we now know that a percentage of the population is not able to effectively methylate. And so some people go, methylated? What does that mean? It's basically just the most bioavailable forms of these important vitamins for your body.
And thank you for bringing the methylation up. We do talk about that, and there's a significant group of people who suffer from an MTHFR defect, which means they require active forms only of the supplements, the folate, in order to do the job that the folic acid doesn't convert. And so thank you for mentioning methylation. Important.
Of course, of course. So we updated our line with these methylated forms, and we've just found that people have been delighted. You know, some of the listeners may be learning about this for the first time. There's a lot of great information, articles on our website, megafood.com, if you want to learn more about it. Most of the retailers, natural retailers out there that we work with, and, you know, people, healthcare professionals are just delighted because they know how important this is. We also have active forms of B2 and B6 in this formula, in all this whole entire line, I should say, that the doctor formulated multivitamin collection. And this line also contains choline, Dana, and choline is something that is not often found in multis, but it's an integral member of the B vitamin family. It's often missing from the diet, and it's missing from most multivitamins. And interestingly enough, one of the best food sources of choline, because we always look back at food, even as we're supplementing, is egg yolks.
Yes.
Particularly egg yolks. And so didn't we go in the wrong direction when we started, you know, and not by we, I just mean in our country, because I don't think you or I were necessarily saying this, but people started having egg white omelets. I'm like, oh, all the good stuff is in the yolk.
And the government came on board as of 2015 that the business of avoiding eggs had no scientific basis. Eggs are great. Include them. Aaron, one quick final caveat. We've got just a few minutes left. I want the listeners to walk away with something they can do right now.
Well, something you can do right now, I think, is to start incorporating the multivitamin that's right for you. And, of course, I love our doctor-formulated collection from MegaFood. I trust it. I take it myself. And it's easy to stay consistent with this because you can take it any time of day, even on an empty stomach. And when you take something daily, that's when you can start to notice the difference. And so really support yourself in this time of year with these shorter days and the holidays by filling the gaps in your diet with a multivitamin. I think it's one of the best things you can do, and choosing the one that's right for you. And so I love that we have the gender and age-specific options for you.
Well, this is good. You have given us a lot of good information, and you mentioned the Fortify Your Life book by Dr.
Yes.
Lowdog, and I think that's fascinating. This is a very different book. I don't know of a book out there that provides what you would need to eat to get the minimum amount of a nutrient. So, Dr. Stokes, thank you for joining us today, and I know we will have you back.
I would love to be back, Dana. Thank you. It was a pleasure. You take care, and we'll look forward to talking with you soon.
Yes, and I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us here on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through MyVillageGreen.com. That's MyVillageGreen.com. As our lives move forward, I am reminded that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.